trying something new, like Trump. What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
And we ought to have a prayer called the God damn it prayer. God damn them to hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
We're going to go in there. We're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
It's Friday, everybody. Welcome to Crab Diving Live, blasting at you from Pensacola, Florida. The Redneck Riviera, U.S. of
A. No more games! War! Ah!
Is he auditioning for Les Mis?
No more games!
It's after 2, after 5, wherever the fuck you're listening to us live. You know what time it is? Look at your clock or your phone or your device that tells time.
You know what time it is!
However you're receiving us, we appreciate the fuck out of it. And you may also listen to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network stream for you 24/7.
Yeah.
And we're always available shortly after the show.
Sure.
As a podcast on iTunes. No. Yeah, iTunes. Fuck it. It's on iTunes or it's
yes,
not. I don't
yes.
know where the fuck it is.
Our turnaround is better than any other fucking podcast on the fucking internet.
Well, that's probably
they're not all on the internet. Accurate. Bullshit. It's
people
not.
People are saying people
five
are,
shows a week. Some five shows are a
saying,
week.
Some people are saying that the
oh, yeah. Why don't you pour some bleach into your asshole? Did you see that meme I sent you?
No.
I meant to add, can I post this? But then as I thought, can I post this? That's usually the mechanism that's supposed to tell me.
Don't post.
If I'm asking the question. Don't. But can I post a picture of a guy standing on his head, pouring a gallon of bleach directly into his sphincter?
Well, how detailed is this? Is it a cartoon?
I don't know if it's meant, you know, it could, first of all, I think it's a guy.
Anal hairs? Can you see anal hairs?
Fuck no, Pat. I don't know. I have to get my loop out.
Thanks for joining us. Join us on social media at Crab Diving during the show. You can tweet us at Crab Diving. I just fucking said that. C-R-A-B-D. I just fucking said that. C-R-A-B-D-I-V-I-N-G. You can also hurl us a message over to our Facebook page at facebook.com/crabdiving.
Yes.
And that's all I've got to say right now. Oh, Amazon. Thanks for buying shit through our Amazon portal too, everyone. Remember I used to have post-it notes and...
You don't need that anymore.
You know
where your post-it notes are in your memory palace.
My memory palace. Sometimes gets a little...
mine's on fire!
Designed by Salvador Dali.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The buy shit at crabdiving.com/Amazon helps us out and doesn't cost you fuck all.
We get paid, baby!
It's Faithless Friday, everybody! We'll have a few more stories than usual about the religious fuckery.
Corona.
And especially now with these preachers who are like, my freedoms to get my people, my flock in here so that I can make sure I make that payment on that Rolls Royce of mine.
What a vile piece of shit.
That jet fuel don't pay for itself.
That's right. Hey, give it up to all the vile pieces of shit out there that are doing their part to kill us. To kill us. Kill us. Put us in the ground.
But my 401k.
No, we can't be put in the ground. They have to cremate you. But wait, so many people are dying. There's a wait list for that. It's fine. I'll die, and you can put my body at the hockey rink.
You could be like a... Maybe they can make some kind of a putt-putt golf thing out of it.
Yeah. Oh, somebody put a windmill in my asshole. I'm hole 7. God, that would be a very odd stipulation in a will, wouldn't it?
Well, sure. It's probably been done or will be done.
Yeah.
Now my computer's hanging a little bit. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Yeah,
if Keith Richards is listening, he probably thought, well, shit, man.
Hey, Keith, what's up, man?
I'm going to do that. That sounds funny.
Did you see they did a live Zoom concert in four different places?
Oh, yeah.
And they sounded great.
Yeah, they raised fuck tons of money.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shit.
Keith Richards still going, man.
Yeah.
Tons of drugs have passed through that right. body and alcohol.
Oh, God. It's not Corona. I have. Okay.
Sure.
You cannot catch it through a podcast, right? Or maybe you can. Actually, what you can and can't do in the world we live in is, fuck, I don't know. Maybe I can spray Lysol up my dick hole and it will cure the corona or kill it. It's a surface, right? It's a fucking surface.
As I said, tweet us during the show.
Tweet us.
At Crab Diving.
Right.
Just looking at the...
That's the thing about this fucking pandemic that sucks. It's like, think of all the people that, I don't know, have lived such a long life. They've seen so much. And there's something... it's just horrible that... I don't know. Think about the fucking... I don't know. We could lose our last golden girl.
Right?
I mean, I hate to say that. That's a shitty thing to even think, but, you know, Keith Richards.
Right. Dick Cheney.
Are you praying right now?
Over at the commie pinko liberal HuffPost. Trump walks back. I would say waddles back. Disinfectant yes. talk. Wanted to see what would happen. So this is he's now adopting the bullshit that a lot of the online trolls have thrown out there since the beginning, which is he only says that stuff to own the libs, to get you guys going. And look what happened. The whole world went crazy.
Hey, and kudos to every fucking jack fuck on fucking Facebook that Googled ultraviolet light therapy research, mucous membrane bullshit, and is posting it over and over. Oh, you're so stupid. Have you seen this?
So, yeah, I've seen all the arguments.
So dumb.
He is now insisting that he just wanted to see what would happen.
He wanted to see if I would put a Tide Pod in my dick hole?
No, he wanted to see how the media would go crazy.
Well,
He said he was only testing the media when he suggested injecting people with disinfectant to fight off the coronavirus. I was asking a question sarcastically. Well, why don't we? Why don't we listen to his own words?
Let's not forget that he got into politics on the fact that Obama's black. There's no way he was born in America. He's from Kenya. Bam.
He was in a little bit before that. He did buy a full page ad calling for the summary execution of four innocent.
God. How is he president?
Black, young men.
God, our country is incredibly racist.
Can you clarify your comments about injections of disinfectant? They're quite
provocative. No, I was asking a question sarcastically to reporters like you just to see what would happen. Now, disinfectant for doing this maybe on the hands would work. And I was asking the question of the gentleman who was there yesterday, Bill, because when they say that something will last 3 or 4 hours or 6 hours, but if the sun is out or if they use disinfectant, it goes away in less than a minute. Did you hear about this yesterday? But I was asking a sarcastic and a very sarcastic question to the reporters in the room about disinfectant on the inside.
It's a very sarcastic question.
Yeah. Right. Oh, sure. No. I understand where this dumb fuck is coming from.
Well, somebody told him. Somebody's like, it was probably Stephen Miller or Bannon. That's right out of their playbook.
Hey, yeah. And by the way.
Mission accomplished, media, lamestream media. All the headlines. Look at all the headlines I got.
So let me understand this. His little bullshit idea he's floating about Lysol or bleach. Does that speak to the 50,000 Americans that are fucking dead? Because he sat there and now he's like, how about bleach? I mean,
Sarcastically.
Fuck him.
Of course.
Fuck him. And fuck you if you voted for him.
But it does kill it, and it would kill it on the hands, and that would make things much better. That was done in the form of a sarcastic question to the reporters.
But you were asking your medical experts to look into it. Were you being sarcastic with them?
To look into whether or not sun and disinfectant on the hands, but whether or not sun can help us. Because, I mean, he came in yesterday and he said they've done a big study. This is a study. This isn't where he hasn't done it. This is where they've come in with a final report that sun has a massive impact negatively on this fiber. In other words, it does not live well with humidity, and it doesn't live well with sun, sunlight, heat. It doesn't live well with heat and sun and disinfectant. And that's what I brought out. And
God.
Yes, yes.
Holy shit.
The Roots headline about this, not his explanation about the shit he said yesterday. Trump suggested swallowing light bulbs and shooting up disinfectant to kill the coronavirus. We finna die. They're right. We're gonna die. This man is a fucking lunatic. He is going to kill us. Is there anything anyone can do to help?
Vote.
I'm serious.
Got to vote. November. The ones that are still alive.
I know. That's a scary. May, June, July, August, September, November. Holy shit. How many fingers? Look at these. That's 6 fingers.
Yeah, you used your thumb.
I did. Well, okay.
it's a thumb. Trump. So, yeah, there you go. He was yesterday. Suppose you could bring the light inside the body.
God, you know, man, I don't even.
I saw it in the Science Channel one time. Science Fiction Channel.
Yeah, I was like, what? God, Alex Jones wouldn't say this. Maybe he would.
He would suggest light and colloidal silver.
Right.
Enemas.
Damn. It's just. You know, I learned that Ron DeRacist purchased 1 million doses of that malaria drug.
Oh, well, that's
hydrochloroquine or whatever.
It's a great investment of our money.
Yeah, fuck you, Ron. You're so dumb.
Good thing we don't pay state income tax here.
Yeah, God, that's true. Well, I mean, damn, I might pay a little. how are they going to afford all the body bags?
Over at the Drudge Report, the headline says, "Don't drink the bleach."
Yeah.
And then it says, "Sarcastic or sick."
Jeez. Wow. You know, but if they have to stuff us in mass graves, maybe they don't need body bags. Maybe they can just wrap us in beach towels and just throw us in the grave, burn us.
The comments drew widespread criticism from medical experts, prompted phrases such as "don't drink bleach" and "Trump disinfectant" to trend on Twitter. In an interview on CNBC, former FDA commissioner Scott Gottlieb said there was no kernel of credibility or truth in doing something like ingesting bleach or injecting bleach as a treatment for anything.
It's the thoughts that Trump had a thought you would have about something that you give 0.0 motherfucking fucks about. That man doesn't care. He doesn't give a fuck. The only way, the only way that if he caught Corona or Ivanka, I would say Melania, but I don't know. He wouldn't care.
No,
no. He doesn't give a shit.
It's in the prenup that you still have to work.
What is
Lysol maker warns people not to inject disinfectants.
Thank you.
Lysol is like, you know, hey, thanks for the shout out, Prez, but don't inject our shit.
I would like to applaud Lysol on showing corporate responsibility. Let that be a lesson to every one of you other big companies out there that just don't give a fuck about us. Lysol, at least, decided to give a shit and tell us not to drink it or spray it in our
asshole.
Everybody
was telling us not to. Even Republicans were like, no, you know, that's not, well, you know, don't drink bleach. That, you know, don't do that.
God, these, where? I mean, the thing is, if you are writing a movie about a White House and an administration and you floated any of these storylines, you would be fired because the people say, no one would believe you. No one would believe our story. This is stupid. Get out. You fired.
So there you go. That's
insane, dude.
Still trending on Twitter.
God.
In fact, The Onion was trending because prescient as fuck in the Trumpian fuckosphere that we're living in right now.
That's amazing.
March 25th of last year, or last month, I mean, and last year, they posted, man just buying one of every cleaning product in case Trump announces its coronavirus cure.
I mean, you know, that shouldn't someone win something? Like,
right?
Something for that?
Holy shit, send us lotto numbers.
Hold on a second. Yeah, all the noise outside. It's just so much, you know.
It's one of those motorcycles where they're,
and
you know,
it's Florida.
Sorry about the size of your penis.
Yes, and sorry about the corona you're spreading because everyone's going everywhere.
And I like motorcycles. I like riding motorcycles, but I don't need to. Yeah. Need it to sound. You don't need to hear it coming 8 miles away.
I know. It's hard for me to not say this. Do you like wheelchairs? Because shit,
you
man.
You put a big fucking foot,
dude.
450cc.
Yeah.
So there you go. Yeah, man, just buying one of every cleaning product.
Yes.
March 25th.
Right.
On The Onion.
God, that's amazing. Whoever wrote that article, someone grab him up. He might know something. I'm not above that. Let's see what he knows. What else did he write? I mean, that fucks with my atheism, but there's no way, like, he's
a prophet. Nostradamus over at The Onion? Why not? Why the fuck not? If I were him, I would. Holy
yes.
Shit. Quit. Quit The Onion trying to write funny shit.
Right.
And go and spew Jesus stuff, like the crap we're going to play today. Like Mark Taylor, the former firefighter prophet. Or former firefighter, current prophet.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I don't know why. I don't know why this sent me down this fucking hole of thought, but this thought hole. I don't know why George Soros, who's another rich guy with lots of money that gives a fuck, George Clooney, other rich people, Matt Damon, Gates.
Gwyneth Paltrow, the mark of the beast in our sphincters.
Yeah, that's true. But you know. Why isn't anyone funding the Black Panther program? Or like
to screen the movie?
No.
To make people happy?
Yes. And I we could do either Black Panther, the Black Panthers from the 70s, or Black Panther from Marvel.
We could combine them.
Or just Black Panther from Marvel. He can do a lot of cool shit. I'm just saying. If Wakanda existed, we would have reason to be optimistic. You
if
know?
Wakanda existed, if they're smart, they're doubling their shield and their stealth capabilities right now.
What kind of white privilege makes me think Wakanda would want to save this country? The country that elected a white supremacist over a lawyer who was a senator, who was a secretary of state. We said no. We said, hey, rapist game show host, please.
Well, you know, the pantsuits and everything.
Oh, yes. Yes. Why isn't
thanks
she
for
locked
joining
up?
Us. Thanks for retweeting the show, people.
Yes.
Those that are out there. Thank you.
The thing about the deplorables that I don't understand was it was the wall and it was lock her up. Those two things. And I think lock her up was a bigger deal for them.
At Crab Diving on the Twitter, by the way, it was Paranormal Activity.
Oh, that movie. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes. At Healthy Morty on the Twitter.
Oh, thank you very much.
Was listening to the podcast. He said he's a bit late.
Right.
But it was Paranormal Activity.
So. Oh, yeah. Shit.
That's the movie you're talking about.
Ah, that movie, man. You know, you remember that movie?
I never saw it. That was like Blair Witch, but... It was somebody like a lockdown camera in a bedroom, supposedly filming ghosts and shit. Right?
Yeah, moving around things.
Such crap.
And listen, the comedian Hugh Moore has the funniest fucking joke about that movie. He's like, he's great. He writes on, is Arsenio still on or nobody's on? He was on Arsenio Hall, and a long time ago, he had an act with a puppet called Shy.
And a really nice guy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He wrote on Black Dynamite. Anyway, fuck.
What are we talking about?
Oh, yeah. He's got this joke about Paranormal Activity. He's like, why don't we make horror movies that are safe for people that get freaked out and scared by horror movies to watch, you know? Why don't you just take it, you know, like a mild version of it? Mm-hmm. This is like in Paranormal Activity, you'd be able to see the string pulling the couch. You say, I see the string. It's funny.
It is Faithless Friday, everyone.
Yay.
Thanks for ringing in.
Hello.
I don't think we have him. Do we have him in the opening?
Jeebus?
Kenneth Copeland? That's Copeland.
Yes.
In the opening, is him.
Yes.
Arriba Biondo. No, Betisque! That's a different guy.
Betisque
is him.
That's a good one too.
The
if I speak in tongues and I say Betisque, does this dickhead send me a letter from
the DMCA? Yeah,
I might get a takedown. I bet.
This is Kenneth Copeland, who is the richest preacher out there, estimated. Ooh. The last one I saw was $700 million. They think he's got, and possibly up to $1 billion.
God, jeez, I mean, holy fuck!
He is now broadcasting. It says virtual victory campaign.
Yes,
it's him. It looks like a QVC presentation. It's him standing in front of a screen.
Yes.
And he's got a table in front of him with, I'm sure that's a Bible. It's
right.
It's a giant, big fucking book with
shit, yes.
A whole bunch of bookmarks in it.
You know, you can get a Kindle version of that you don't have to haul around right. In a wheelbarrow.
Here's Kenneth Copeland.
Ooh.
Here you go. You just got to hear it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You like my pretty suit? You should. You bought it. Whoa.
You like my pretty suit? God. Dude, why don't you just fucking shove it in their face, man?
You should. You bought it. Ha 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 ha.
You know, that's the thing. Wouldn't he be embarrassed to say that he needs
he
to upgrade his like private jet?
Prosperity preacher. Well, strap in. That's funny you should say that.
Mm-hmm.
You like my pretty suit? You should. You bought it.
God.
Well, which is more important? The one that wore the suit or the one that paid for it? Are you listening to me? I know you are. Praise God.
Jesus Christ, you creepy fucker.
Those of you.
Don't people like him make fun of the Muslims when they say Allah be praised all the time? Or if they mention Muhammad, they have to say Muhammad be praised or whatever, you know.
I'm sure they do.
The Prophet Muhammad.
Are you saying there's hypocrisy?
Some disconnect, yeah.
Okay, yeah. I mean, yes.
Those of you CX team members that got involved with the new interior on the Gulfstream 5.
What the fuck?
So these are people donating specifically to help him get a new interior on one of his private jets on the Gulfstream 5.
Dude, I tell you what, I don't think I could handle owning a jet. I mean, I can't even tell you. I'm trying to imagine the questions I would ask the guy flying the fucking plane before we left. I was like, did you look at everything?
Well, somebody...
Are you
have
fucked
to,
up, dude?
They'd have to B.A. Baracus you every time.
Be a what?
B.A. Baracus.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
A-team.
I'm not... You know what? This virus... Yes. I remember the A-team. That was a great show. I didn't see the... Did you see the...
Really bad shots.
Yeah. Shots?
They were horrible.
Right. It was fucked up. They could just you know, I don't know.
Thousands of rounds.
16.
Every episode of automatic weapon fire.
See, I
and
think.
And nobody ever got killed.
And you know why? Because they wanted the show to be less violent. But what a horrible message that sends. You know, there are people on this planet that believe if you shoot a gun in the air, that the bullet just dissolves into the atmosphere.
Come on.
Now listen, yeah, yeah. I mean, listen, if you think, if in your mind, you know that Trump thought there was a possibility that if you sprayed Lysol down your fucking esophagus, it might kill the COVID. You know there's a possibility he thought that. Or if you shoot him with a tanning bed light up his asshole.
Did you see?
A bullet could dissolve.
Okay, we'll get back to Copeland in a second. This goes on for another minute 10. But did you see that Chris Cuomo's wife? Not Andrew Cuomo, but Chris Cuomo, the CNN dude who had the COVID.
COVID.
You know, his wife tested positive then for it.
Yeah.
And I guess she got a little ill, but nowhere near as badly as he did. And she's now posting about her regimen that she followed.
Okay.
And it turns out, I believe, that she's a regular contributor to Goop. So she's like,
is she selling she's goop like, shit? Well,
she's like, I put a half a cup of bleach in my bath water to help. Oh God, I almost want to look it up. I know she said kill the radiation, which we may have to have a talk with
her, and
to kill the radiation and remove the toxins or some shit like that. And people are saying, dermatologists are like, don't put bleach in your bath water, even if it's just a half a cup. Don't do
that. Okay. So Chris Cuomo's wife is a little crazy with the goop. Okay. And be careful with the steamers and your naughty bits. You don't want to injure anything, right?
Yes.
I mean,
definitely don't crab steam diving, bleach into your vaginas.
I am not a doctor. You are not a doctor.
No, I am not.
But I will go out on a limb and tell you not to burn your genitals. I don't think that's good. But I like listening to Andrew Cuomo. He's my favorite thing to listen to and to watch.
Right.
Because for a second, he makes you feel like you don't live in Florida. He just don't. It's not fair. Our governor is so fucking stupid. Why does New York get such a good fucking governor? Why do we get such a shitty one? Oh, yeah, the dumb racist. That's right. But But that doesn't mean Andrew Cuomo is crazy. That just means his wife is doing some fucked up shit with goop, right?
Chris Cuomo.
Right. So you can still be into Andrew Cuomo stuff and it's not crazy.
The brother-in-law has little to do with the wife's.
Fuck that. Okay, good.
But there's a story at Rolling Stone that also points out, I forgot this, that she not only did that, but she also said something about some electromagnetic pulse field machine that she got.
God!
That helped her. And I'm sure it's available on Goop.
You know, the thing is, you listen to Andrew Cuomo, and he really makes a point. He makes a great point that, you know, that you can't politicize any of this. It's all about science, right? So, like, and he wants all of his decisions to be based in science about this.
Well, yeah, don't talk to his sister-in-law. Christina Cuomo is the founder and CEO of a wellness publication called The Purist. So she blogged about her family's coronavirus health and wellness regimens, which are replete with wellness buzzwords such as Ayurvedic diets, oxygenation, cleansing shakes, and body charger devices. According to one of her posts, she takes oxygenated herbs like Echinacea osha and, quote, two medicinal florals, xanthium and magnolia per day, as well as antivirals and Sinex to fight her sinus headaches and difficulty breathing.
God.
Sinex.
You know, I have a friend that runs I think it's a wellness center or something like that.
Yeah.
And he has some float tanks. You can get in a sensory deprivation chamber.
That would be cool to try sometime.
Yeah, you have to sign a waiver, though, if you...
Release your bowels or something?
Yes,
seriously?
Absolutely. If you shit or throw up in the thing, you're buying that water, and it's a lot of money. This guy, and he's a smart guy, man, and I don't think he's a kook or anything, but he swears by magnetism.
Okay.
Like, he's like, if you go out and you get fucked up and stuff, he's like, sometimes before I go home, you know, I stop by my place and I sit in the magnet chair and he instantly feels better. Why is that?
That's great.
Can you get rid of corona like that? Can you?
Why not? Why not? What have you got to lose?
Turn on the magnet.
But you know, that's like, so, okay, Cyanex, antivirals, and some herbs. I'm not, you know, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
However, she also notes that, she adds, quote, half a cup of Clorox to my bath water to combat the radiation and metals in my system and oxygenate it.
Wait.
And I also use a body charger, which is a device that purportedly sends electrical frequencies throughout the body.
You're in the bathtub?
Quote, no, I ooh,
Jesus, dog. God. Listen, on that side of the studio, everybody needs to be more fucking careful. You just hurt your knee.
She just dug her nail into my leg.
Jesus. She
keep herself from falling.
Shelby, be careful.
Ow.
Damn.
Ooh, that's going to leave
Tell you what. Listen,
you
intern.
Be careful, buddy.
Yeah. I've seen that in a memo.
She jumped up here and missed. I'm wearing shorts, and she dug her back feet into my leg like a cat scratch pole. Jesus. Fucking A.
You haven't considered putting a mask on her for walks?
No. Why?
No. These are animals, man. Animals are getting it.
She's taking shits everywhere. What about the fecal plumes?
What? I mean...
She also notes that
this is a cup,
the body charger. This is...
So half of this gets poured into her bathwater, full of bleach.
Well, that's a coffee cup, but...
Half.
Yes.
That's insane.
Less than half.
Why would you do that?
Because Gwyneth Paltrow probably said it. Well, she's got her own dealio.
Yeah. Jeez. I mean,
she has the body charger, quote, to oxygenate my blood and stimulate the healthy production of blood cells to fortify my immune system.
Jesus Christ. You know, no offense, but if Meryl Streep told me to put half a cup of bleach in the bathwater, I might consider it. You know, she's brilliant. Like, she's one of the best actors on the planet.
I know.
Gwyneth Paltrow got an Oscar that year, and she fucking cheated. She didn't cheat, but the universe cheated.
Judi Dench.
No, Aunt Judi Dench
Cate Blanchett.
Blanchett out of that fucking Oscar. Shakespeare in Love? Are you kidding me? With the lesser... Who was the male lead in that? The lesser of the what?
Fiennes.
The lesser of the Fiennes. Oh my god.
He's good on Handmaid's Tale, though.
Oh god, fuck that show. Fuck that.
Mrs. Cuomo also rented a pulsed electromagnetic field machine from a health store, which purportedly uses electromagnetic fields to stimulate health self-healing.
Yeah. My buddy does that.
One study found that PEMF, it's called, may offer some benefit in the treatment of delayed union and non-union of long bone fractures.
It is
inconclusive and insufficient to inform current practice. In other words, they've tested, if you've got a big bone fracture, they've tested running low voltage.
Yeah.
But wattage.
Does it work?
Electricity, and it may.
Oh,
electrical stimulation may help bone fractures go together a little bit faster.
Is that case more likely than me boofing a tube of Lysol into my asshole and that will kill the corona?
That will kill some things.
Okay.
If you've got corona, ow,
God,
in your asshole.
You know, I
man, this dog is fucking crazy right now.
Someone in the press in New York, please, for me, because I listen to these press conferences nearly every day with Cuomo. Please ask him about Christina Cuomo's business. I am dying to hear the. Oh my God!
Don't
please.
Start a family.
Oh
fight.
Yeah, I know. He talks about that shit though. You know, he'll talk about how to get along with your family.
Their son has the virus.
Oh yeah,
they're saying their 14-year-old son Mario now has the virus.
And that sucks, man.
I wonder if she's dunking him in the
I was
the
thinking
bleachy
the same
water.
Fucking thing.
But this piece over at Rolling Stone kind of focuses on all these rich celebrities that have gotten it, and the regular people get to watch them.
Yeah.
As they get the best treatment, the best care. They rent pulse electromagnetic field machine emitters
that might not do
from
anything
from a wellness store down on the corner.
Instead of
spending
going
hundreds
there.
And hundreds of dollars.
And meanwhile, in Florida, in fucking the asshole of the planet, we have people, essential workers working. People are going about their business. We're reopening the beaches. Do we have testing? Fuck no. Is there a vaccine? Fuck
Everybody
no.
Everybody has testing. Who wants it? Mike Pence said so.
Oh, did he? Mike Pence hadn't said anything. He's got Mike Pence's lips are wrapped around your lying dick.
Here's Kenneth Copeland again. Let's
wend
our way back.
All right.
Kenneth Copeland is thanking his partners that helped donate for his remodel of the inside of his Gulfstream 5.
That, yes.
And he's trying to spin it like, who's more important, the guy that wears the suit or the one that bought it? In other words, you're more important. You're God. More important than my $100 million Gulfstream 5.
Hold on, you know, what is it about these rich guys in planes? Is it because... Because
they got to fly around and they can't be waiting in line with the unwashed while...
Listen, am I remembering a sketch or a real thing? Trump had an airline, right? Or did he have an airline? Was there a Trump airplane or Trump Air or
yeah,
something like that?
Yeah, there was something he was involved
in. Oh, yeah. And he wanted to...
Local or regional, yeah.
He wanted to do a remodel, or was it of Air Force One? He wanted to do a remodel of these planes that he bought... And it added tons
of
too
weight. Much. Yeah, he wanted like marble and shit, and they're like, they won't get off the ground.
God, could you imagine crashing because you had to have a marble sink in a plane?
But that's all he cares about. Remember, they said that all he cares about is like color swatches and patterns and curtains and shit.
I'm a lunatic.
He's a closet interior designer. He should have gone and done that and left the world alone.
Yes. If I was redecorating a plane, here's how every question would go. Okay, if I use this carpet, how many planes have crashed using this carpet? I want the least amount of planes that have fell out of the air using, you know what I mean? Like... Right. You don't know. Maybe the handles on the cabinets were too heavy.
Yeah, he wanted like brass fixtures and stuff, and they're like, you can't do this.
See, like
it
this
won't
is,
take
this
off.
This is stupidity. It's like when an airplane goes in the air and it lands, it's like it's a miracle of science that is able to happen. But then to say that on top of this miracle of science, I'm gonna add all this vanity that has nothing to do with keeping the plane
asshole.
In the air.
How much of an asshole do you have to be to give a shit if you have brass fixtures on a plane?
I would be like, what's the engine look like?
Who the fuck cares?
What's the engine look like?
How drunk is the pilot?
Yeah. Oh, God.
EX team members that got involved with the new interior on the Gulfstream 5. They're doing the extended test flight on it today.
I would not.
In Fort Worth tomorrow.
God, how
proud. Or maybe
proud.
The next day.
Jesus.
That's the new one he bought.
God.
It's a refurb. It's a rehab. Apparently it's used, but he needed like $40 million, remember?
What a crazy.
He was like, I need $40 million to get my second Gulfstream.
But he doesn't. He has 700 some odd million
bucks.
Well,
he doesn't want to spend his money. What the fuck's wrong with you?
Well, what are you going to spend it on, dickhead?
But the people are more important than his plane.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
Look at all the people he's allowing to feel important.
Could you imagine?
All the bullshit ex-partners
right.
that helped with the interior. He's getting ready to test fly tomorrow.
Does he not have any, there's not one little voice inside his head that says, Jesus, you sound like an insane person. 50,000 people in America are dead, and you're using your platform to think the small group of, I'm sure, white supremacist Nazi fucks that kind of believe in Jesus that funded you the interior of your shitty fucking plane. You're giving those fucks a shout out. That was a great jump, by the way, by the dog. That was a good one.
Here's Kenneth Copeland some more.
Good God. Lunatic.
Or maybe the next day. And you know what they said? Now, this man works on Gulf Streams all the time. He puts interiors in Gulf Streams all the time.
Does he?
And he told Dwayne, our chief pilot. He said, Dwayne.
Our chief pilot?
He said.
Our chief pilot.
This.
I can just smell Jesus in here, Dwayne.
Does Kenneth Copeland have a motherfucking Air
he's
Force?
He's got more than one plane.
My chief pilot and my associate chief pilot.
Yeah, he's like Jimmy Buffett of preachers.
God damn, dude. Why don't you ever Skype
him? He said,
in?
Dwayne. He said, this. He said, I think this is probably the finest G5 in the world. The things that you, partners, did on this airplane. Finest in the world. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yeah, I agree.
God.
I agree. That's the most sincere hallelujah I've ever heard from
you're
him.
Right. You're right. I mean, damn, the level of honesty is shocking, right? I mean, are you embarrassed, dickhead? God.
I spent the most money and now have the most beautiful Gulf Stream in the world.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Do you realize there are people that go to Walmart and they walk out with an 18-pack of toilet paper and they feel shame. They're like, God damn, I feel like I'm hoarding. This motherfucker has a chief pilot. He has a chief pilot, and you know a lot of his listeners are poor, or his, he doesn't care. What am I kidding? He doesn't give a fuck, right?
No.
Psychopath!
Make sure if you lose your job, we played it 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Send us your fucking money.
If you lose your job, you still tithe first.
You can't expect the team that covered the facelift on my fucking private jet to carry the, you know,
right.
The weight. You guys got to chip in, too. I'm only worth $700 million. God.
So,
congratulations.
Kenneth Copeland.
We're so dumb.
Thanking his partners.
How does it?
For the awesome Gulfstream 5.
My
got.
Thing is, at what point do the people that have sent him money over the years want to rise up and just poke him with a pitchfork? They don't.
They're
cultists.
They're brainwashed.
They love this shit. God, it's insanity. This motherfucker, he's able to afford a rehab on his jet, his lifestyle, because it's somewhere along the line, somebody must have taught him the art of speaking in tongues.
Ooh.
You know, I mean, somebody must have been like, hey, you do this, boogie ding dong baba, blah, 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 stella, booba.
No,
you can have a jet.
He's not doing. Here's another clip.
Yes,
he's the band is here, and he's not social distancing from the band. The clip. He walks up and
they're spitting on
shakes
each other.
Hands with the band leader in this God. In this clip. But here he is saying this dog is fucking insane right now. Here's Kenneth Copeland on his show.
In less than 6 months. The devil and the people that serve him unleashed a horror on this earth. But our God,
oh, yeah.
You know, he comes on the scene cleaned up the atmosphere. The canals in Venice are clean. Who ever heard of such a thing? In less than 6 months, man, glory to God.
Glory to God.
He cleaned up the whole God. Atmosphere.
Listen to this. So this story, they've been talking about, there have been some environmentalists on telly recently who were like, yeah, see,
hello?
See, this is why we need to get rid of fossil fuels. Look at how nice places are turning.
Yeah.
There was a picture of India, which is horrible with pollution.
Yes.
And unreal, the difference between
before
the COVID and after.
The turtles are back, right?
All over the place. There's all kinds of shit happening.
Yeah.
In Venice, you can see the water. You can see the fish in the water, which probably look like the fish from The Simpsons with the three eyes.
I mean, you know, it makes me feel like we have this virus. It's kicking our ass. The animals are coming back. Are we about to be in a George Orwell novel?
About to.
Yeah. I mean, is that dog going to take over? He's going to run the podcast.
Well, it's a combination of Dickens.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's right. Well, wait. What do you mean Dickens? Like, our president's going to be visited by some ghosts. He's going to wake up the next day. He's like, everybody gets UBI.
No, it doesn't turn out like that.
Yeah.
It's reverse Dickens.
All right. Oh, he rapes even more. He becomes an even bigger rapist, literally and figuratively. That dog is like,
hallelujah. And glory to God. He cleaned up the whole atmosphere. Hallelujah. While everybody stayed at home, there's no smog in Los Angeles today.
I know.
You know?
I do know.
Oh, the devil ripped it again, didn't he?
Yeah,
whoo. Hey, that's our God, man. That's our God.
They're swooning. The band, he's talking to the band, and the band leader is the one who's responding to him.
Are they doing like swooning?
They're like, oh yeah.
Are they doing?
Oh, it's our God. Oh, look what our God did. He's spanking the fuck out of this COVID.
I'm beginning to suspect that this isn't necessarily our God, and this is a white God that they're doing rails of backstage. I mean, because they sound like they're coked the fuck up.
Woo! 80.
Is what?
He's 80 something. So.
I don't know. I mean, yeah, where does this energy come from? Maybe he's on oxygen, maybe like the guy from AC/DC.
Same doctor as Trump.
Oh, yeah. God, I'm praying right now to Jeebus that Kenneth Copeland is kept safe from coronavirus.
So it's Friday.
Yeah.
It's not the COVID.
COVID.
It's allergies. Shit, allergy day.
COVID-19! God,
really bad allergy day.
It's still unreal that he did that spitting thing. I mean, that is nuts. That's crazy.
He claims it was the breath of God, that he wasn't spitting. He was he was blowing loudly.
Oh, okay.
So that people could hear it.
Doesn't matter. Hey, they're droplets. Maybe you carry the virus. Maybe you don't. Maybe you infect somebody. Maybe they infect somebody. Maybe we all fucking die in a mass grave of shit.
It is Faithless Friday, everybody.
Yay.
Those are a couple of Jesus-y clips.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
We do this every fucking weekday.
Right.
That dog, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 on the Eastern Coast. 25th Amendment Now is trending on the Twitter.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Gosh, I wonder why.
Well, I don't know. It's like Mad Lib president. It's like, here's some nouns. Tell me to inject this list of nouns.
And here's a picture of Obama in the tan suit.
Oh, yeah. Or having the fancy mustard. Do you remember that? You're right. You need a tourniquet?
What is this? Flashback Friday to that time a naval officer had to politely explain to Trump why America's nuclear submarines use electromagnetic power instead of steam.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, wait. He said we have steam-powered submarines?
Very reliable. No, he said we should go back to steam.
For submarines, though. But wait. I'm not Bill Nye.
This is very reliable.
But I don't know if... Does a steam engine work under the motherfucking water?
They did, yeah.
No.
Sure.
Okay. That's fine. Okay. With steam, it would just seem like... You need it to not be underwater. I don't know. He wants to go back to having them powered by steam, though.
Yeah, this was. It says
that's before he wanted to buy Greenland, right?
This is his Thanksgiving message.
Oh, okay.
With military member.
So when you do the new carriers, as we do and as we're thinking about doing, would you go with steam or would you go with electromagnetic? Because steam is very reliable. And the electromagnetic, I mean, unfortunately, you have to be Albert Einstein to really work it properly.
No, you don't.
What would you do?
You don't have to be Albert Einstein.
Yes, sir. You sort of have to be Albert Einstein to run the nuclear power plants that we have here as well. But we're doing that very well.
You have to be a guy that does that.
I would go, sir, Mr. President, I would go electromagnetic cast.
He's like, is he? You can tell he doesn't agree. Like, he's listening to the guy. He's like, okay, well, that's not what the guy at Mar-a-Lago said in the sauna.
That's not what the rapey white supremacist said at Mar-a-Lago while we were both violating an underage prostitute to death in a hot tub.
So there you go. A little flashback Friday I just saw.
Jesus Christ. These, you know what? I have a question. Is Trump like a lot of people at Mar-a-Lago? I mean, are they all like Trump?
Well, who's going to go join Mar-a-Lago?
Well, not me. No.
It's $200,000.
Oh, my God. Well, I guess, though, but if you're some oligarch fuckhead and you need some legislation to help a factory or a plant, it's not a bad deal, right? $200,000 a year get you access to our rapey fucking dickhead fascist president fuck. You can dry hump.
Oh, he's going to be mad at Neil Cavuto over on Fox.
Yes.
He's actually shat on Neil Cavuto before.
Yes, I like it.
Neil Cavuto tore Trump apart for the unsettling sarcasm lie. He said he was not joking. That's on Fox.
But Neil, now does Neil poo-poo the president? Is he now anti-Trump?
He's been.
Oh, okay.
He's been criticizing Trump a little bit.
Because this one to me is truly crazy. I mean, he's
one of the reasons why Trump is like, what's going on over at Fox? The hell's going on over there?
You know, every day at his press conference, Andrew Cuomo goes through the fucking numbers. Yeah. All the numbers. Nursing home numbers. You know, all these things to tell America what the fuck is going on. And it's not like he's struggling to get through the data like he's reading it for the first fucking time.
Jake Tapper unleashes on Trump over Lysol Gate. The claim of sarcasm is a bald-faced lie. Everybody knows he's lying. We all know he's lying. We all know what was going to be the argument.
Yeah.
And
I was joking.
Right into the play. Yeah. Right into the perfect. He played it perfectly.
Yes.
Now we're all dumb cucks for even suggesting that he was serious.
And he's a victim, right? He's a victim by the evil media.
Look, I won. Look at how I played the media. That's what now they're spiking the football over in MAGA land. Look at how he owned the dumb mainstream media. They really thought that he meant that he was suggesting you could like maybe inject.
I hate that so much. That's
Dilly.
Yeah.
That's Dilly's whole vibe, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes he even said that. We played that one clip where Dilly was like, sometimes I don't even fucking know what he's talking about. Sometimes I don't know what he's fucking talking about. And then I take a step back and I think, well, he's much smarter than we are. And then after a while, it proves that he was right the whole time.
I called somebody a fascist glob of rat cum this morning on Facebook or something. And, you know, it's just we are at that point. Gloves are off. We do not have to be nice to these idiot deplorables anymore. Please shame them. Make them feel like shit or something. I mean, God. So stupid.
Breitbart, unsurprisingly, Breitbart is trending because they wrote a fact check.
Oh, yeah.
Said, fact check. The president did not suggest people should inject disinfectant.
But they hate that, though. They hate the fact check.
Well, it's a lie.
He said that.
Because he did.
Yes.
And Kurt Bardella, who is now USA Today, he writes for. He's also on an NBC contributor.
Okay.
But he used to work, I think he was one of the editors, over at Breitbart.
No, it's
like,
shit,
he's a conservative.
Man. Okay.
But he left right when that big schism happened.
Schism.
When they wouldn't back up the reporter that Corey Lewandowski tried to throw to the ground.
Now, Corey Lewandowski, I'm trying to remember, what did he work for, Hillary's campaign or Trump? Yeah. I can't remember.
And so a bunch of people left because they were horrified that the leadership of Breitbart was like, well, you know, yeah, she should have talked back to him, basically.
Yeah, it's insane.
So now Kurt Bardella is one of the, you know, alleged sane conservatives out there. But he tweeted some insight into the world of Breitbart and their latest fact check. They literally don't care about being mocked by the media elite, and quotes, Twitter.
They probably like it.
They cannot be shamed. They love that they are the topic of conversation. They cannot be reasoned with. This is the guy who used to work there.
Why? What is that about, though? Is that about that they get
who
criticized?
Who used to run Breitbart?
Well, idiots, right? So what they
Steve
do?
Steve Bannon.
Yes.
Was editing Breitbart when this whole Trumpian bullshit started.
So when they get criticized, they just play the victim.
Right. Deny. No, I'm not. You are.
Why don't
I'm rubber,
you,
your glue.
Why don't you tolerate my lies?
Right.
My bullshit.
And flash grenade.
Oh, yeah. Why can't you even consider that lies
Hillary,
all?
What about Hillary?
Right. There you go.
What about Obama?
Tan suit. Grey Poupon.
So there you go.
God.
Elaine Chao was asked on Fox, how do you
fuck him?
How do you social distance on airplanes?
I thought you were going to say
United Airlines is thinking about asking their crew to put on masks. But at this point, right, with a 96% drop in passenger volume, I mean, the load factor is about 4%. There can be social distancing on airplanes these days. And the airliners are, you know, taking they're doing it their own way. They're not putting
some of the airlines are fighting back where they're saying, you know, you shouldn't sell your middle seats.
Right.
And they're like, the airline's like, you're kidding. What is the difference?
Yeah. Yeah, they have a point.
Right.
You're not protecting yourself. One seat.
Right.
These.
You're still 3 feet away from the person in the third seat.
Is Elaine Chao a representative in Florida or something? Because that's what she sounds like.
No, she's our Secretary of Transportation.
Oh yeah, that's right. She fucks Mitch McConnell. I don't think she has any
evidence.
Listen,
evidence.
You talk about somebody that can.
I mean, I don't want the evidence.
She's like, listen, I can social distance between me and this.
They're not putting passengers in the middle seat. They're spacing the passengers out. They're cleaning the cabins much more frequently. Right. They're asking their crews to not use the same equipment and giving more flexibility to flight attendants, for example, to show the safety procedures, not necessarily using.
God.
Flight attendants, I saw today, flight attendants want passengers. They're like, I think it was United maybe today was like, we're going to have our flight attendants wear masks. And the flight attendants are like, we want the people to wear the masks.
Yeah. Yes.
We want the people to wear the masks too.
Yeah.
Everybody.
What does it mean to be in Schindler's cabinet? Does that mean that every once in a while that you will eventually have to go to the public and try to promote some bullshit? Because there's no way anybody with half a brain thinks that you're going to be able to properly social distance on a motherfucking plane. How would that even work?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I really don't know, because you have to walk down the aisle.
Yeah, and touch the seats or you fall.
And how many seats are you going to sell? I'm like, well, you sell like 5 seats? Nobody's going to do that.
In the bathrooms?
Oh, my God.
The tiny little bathrooms?
Shit, man. I don't know. You have to travel in some contained pod suit.
Oh, that's like Stephen Moore was saying.
Oh, a space suit. Yes.
The Trump advisor.
Right. Or just not fly. You know, because shit, man.
We've got also in the news.
Yes.
Oh, somebody just tweeted, yes, that's a Western rattlesnake in my motherfucking house.
Oh, my God, dude. Oh, wow. Fuck that. Could you imagine? Now,
Oh, no. Oh, hell no. Get the fuck out of my house. Oh, hell no. Are you fucking kidding me?
That's Brian on the Twitter. Yikes.
What? Was that sent to us?
No.
Okay, because that, I don't appreciate that. You know, these snakes.
You don't appreciate that?
God, it's just horrible, dude. It's like, I don't know why. I'm trying to, like, dogs, I'm going to sound very, I don't know. Dogs, you know, cats, horses, and you know, things with nipples. I get that. I love pets. I love dogs. I love cats. I love horses, cows.
Yeah, lots but like of nipples, yeah.
These fucking snakes. That thing that you just, what is the reason for that? Why do I need that? The only thing that thing is on the planet for is to kill someone. It's a rattlesnake, a 3-foot-long rattlesnake. Fuck that thing's existence, man. Ugh, it's so gross. That guy found it in his house.
One of our Twitter followers, at Cunty Liberal, retweeted.
Cunty Liberal. That's good.
Retweeted Elizabeth Warren, who said, "We shouldn't be drinking or injecting disinfectants. Let's not further overwhelm our medical professionals, and let's not take medical advice from someone who tried to convince America that the coronavirus was a hoax."
Oh, yeah. That's a good point. That's actually the only point. He didn't believe in this.
Right.
So now he didn't do anything. That's why he's floating ideas like Lysol, because he's desperate, I guess. I don't know.
So, resurfacing for a moment, someone we haven't heard from in a while asked about the shutdown. This person wants to open the shit up right away.
Right. Oh, yeah. Oh, shit, yes. I got to get to the beach.
Here's some logic.
I'm a fuckhead.
From Rudy Giuliani.
Oh, we're going to die.
Rudy, I mean, it's Michael outrageous Bloomberg. What China yeah. did. Michael Bloomberg is going to handle the...
Oh, it's also Laura Ingraham.
Does Rudy get along with, like... he doesn't get along with, like, Bloomberg, de Blasio, Cuomo, I assume. They don't all get along.
Probably not.
Yeah.
Rudy, I mean, it's Michael Bloomberg. What China yeah. did. Michael Bloomberg is going to handle the tracing army of tracers in New York. We learned today. Well,
that's,
from Cuomo.
That's totally ridiculous.
Yeah.
Oh, so he's talking about contact tracing.
That's
that they want to implement.
That's like something House would do in his show, right?
Right.
You find out where you got the fucking virus and who you might have exposed.
So here's some Republican science coming up.
Oh shit.
Rudy, I mean, it's Michael outrageous Bloomberg. What China yeah. did. Michael Bloomberg is going to handle the tracing army of tracers in New York. We learned today. Well,
that's,
from Cuomo.
That's totally ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, no, army of tracers.
Then we should trace everybody for cancer.
Yeah. Army of tracers.
We should trace everybody for cancer yeah. and that's heart disease and obesity and.
Cancer and heart disease and obesity. For the most part, are not contagious.
Hey, everybody, meet our current State Department. Right? Meet the guy.
Let's do contact tracing for obesity.
What a
Let's
dumb
find
fuck.
Out who that fatty was hanging out with.
Jesus Christ. You know, cancer? What does he
why
mean?
Why are they chasing for cancer?
Who gave me this cancer? I'm gonna find out who gave me this cancer. I'm gonna fuck him up.
Obesity and
obesity.
I mean, a lot of things kill you more than COVID-19. So we should be traced for all those things.
Well, there are a lot of people.
Possesses
even Laura Ingraham looks baffled. She's like, "What the fuck is this
Listen,
man saying?"
You're making your fascism so fucking confusing. You're baffling head Nazi over here, Laura Ingraham.
Rudy Giuliani, everybody.
I mean, this is, most underreported story of the year. This dumb fuck butt-dialed a journalist from the New York Times while he was having a conversation about a client's case, someone he was representing. He talked about their case.
Well, and it sounded shady, too, because it's like we need like $50,000 in cash.
How do you do that? How does a guy that was supposed to be Trump's cybersecurity czar not have a keypad lock on his fucking phone. He doesn't have a keypad lock on his phone. He butt-dialed the journalist.
Right, yeah.
And talked about a client. How do you tell your client that, though? How do you tell your client, it's like, I got some weird news. It's bad and weird news. Would you fire your lawyer if he did that?
You think I would have Rudy as my lawyer to begin with?
No.
Hashtag Congress passed UBI is trending.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's good. Congress passed it.
As of now, 27 million people have applied for unemployment benefits.
Wow.
And in fuckscape states like Florida, where the Republicans are in charge, they are doing everything they can to make it painful and impossible for people to get their benefits. And they're proud of it. That they're high fiving.
That's Rick Scott, right?
Is what they wanted to do.
Rick Scott did that.
Yep.
Yeah.
And the legislature.
In the
current senator,
right?
Rick Scott.
In the bullshit interest of being quote unquote fair and balanced. Now tell me one nice thing Rick Scott has done. I
can't.
Come on. Yeah. How horrible. God, vote blue, you fuck faces. All of you.
Yeah.
And vote for Joe Biden. Just figure it out how to do it. Because if you live in a red state, it's important to have something. Because we don't have anything right now. Not really. Who's looking out for us?
Well, yeah, scare these fuckers. If there's a blue tsunami, Ron DeRacis is going to be soiling his undies.
I mean,
because they're looking at the next elections, and if this keeps going, they're fucked.
Yeah. How does Ron when Ron DeRacis runs for reelection, what will he campaign on? Like, what will he say? What? Because I am at, you run for governor again, your campaign will be about, look what a good job I did this last time. Wouldn't you like to have this again? I mean,
there was a story that LA Times had.
Yes.
About, I don't know if this was really reported that much out there. I didn't see that much about it.
Right.
But it's another case of this administration being as cruel as they possibly could. This is people who are not getting any of these stimulus checks.
Because they live in a Democratic state?
Because they're married to a non-citizen.
Oh,
they're a
God.
Citizen. But for some reason.
Yes. They're married to a non-citizen.
Right. A large group of American citizens who file taxes jointly with a spouse who uses an individual taxpayer identification number instead of a social security number.
Oh, my God.
Those with ITINs, they call them, individual taxpayer identification number, include those who are undocumented and those who may be in the process of legalization. So they're here legally. They're just in the process.
So what is the point of withholding that check? To punish them for their existence?
Not only will the adult in the mixed status home not be eligible for the $1,200 check.
Oh, my God.
But the household itself will also not receive $500 per child.
But why?
So they can have five kids and they're not getting a dime.
But why?
Because they're punishing people for being married to people who aren't citizens.
What? This is
what other reason could there be?
This is some shit. Like, if Archie Bunker was president and never met Edith, maybe we would have this. This is insanity, man.
The ACLU, a counselor for the ACLU said it's a deliberately cruel carve out. In creating an exception for military families, they very, very deliberately left out all these other people out of the cash rebate. So they knew what they were doing because they even carved out, well, except military. If you're military and you're married to a non-citizen, then we'll let you
fly. Does this have Stephen Miller's dick print on it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Tiny little squiggly little prints.
I mean, it's not like the virus. I mean, the virus, if you're married to someone that's not a citizen, the virus isn't like, oh, I'm not going to fuck with you. It still fucks with you, though.
Sure.
And you still live here, right? I mean, you're a human being.
This may be over 10 million people affected.
What is the point of that?
Can't get stimulus checks.
Okay, the way this virus works, the more people that are able to stay in one place, the sooner we can be done with this fucking virus. That's all we know about it, right? So that money would facilitate that.
Christina Segundo, a U.S. citizen, mother of four, whose husband uses one of these taxpayer numbers.
Yeah.
Talked to the Texas outlet of the IRS about what the lack of stimulus check. She talked to the. This is from Common Dreams.
Yes.
She stopped working at her UPS job over fears of getting her family infected with COVID-19. Her husband is still working, but has seen his hours cut in recent weeks by more than half. She says, we're flat broke. We don't know what's going to happen. They're not getting any money.
No, my
because
God.
Because her husband doesn't have a Social Security number, even though he's here legally in the process of being,
you know,
made a citizen.
I just want the people that did not vote for Hillary.
So here's an example. Call up Christina Segundo, you Bernie cunts, and tell her about your sanctimony.
Yeah, explain it to her.
Right.
That, you know what that means? That means someone in that household is going to have to go out and get an extra income.
Right.
And expose themselves in a city to more corona shit.
So another case of the cruelty is the point. Just like it's, family it, separations.
To the point.
Throwing kids in cages the whole nine yards.
It erodes society.
Is the point.
They don't. I mean, listen, if the GOP is breaking their dick to keep this country open, that means they don't care. That they know. Ron DeRacis knows if you open the beach, you'll have more deaths. Mm-hmm. You know, he knows that'll spread more corona. He knows that's going to tax our healthcare system. Is he just fine with the fact that it attacks our most vulnerable? He doesn't give a fuck.
He's finding out that it attacks black communities more and people of color. So. Woohoo!
So he's like, fuck it.
Yeah. Less people voting for the other person.
Shit, man.
There are also, this is, there's a story at, this is The Intercept.
Yes.
For-profit hospital chain.
Okay.
HCA.
Oh, HCA.
Received $700 million from the first tranche of bailout money.
Damn!
That does not have to be repaid.
Okay. Now that's
$700 million bailout.
That is Rick Scott's old employer.
Oh, is it?
Yep, HCA.
Meanwhile, for-profit hospital chain HCA spent billions on stock bail buybacks. And paid its CEO in 2018 over $108 million. They also are huge funders of lobbyists.
Okay.
Who have most recently been working in Colorado to try to get rid of Colorado's ambitious public option. Some of the states are saying, look, If the feds aren't going to do it, we're going to come up with our own public option.
Yeah, because we have to figure a way to get through this shit.
And have universal coverage in the states.
Yeah.
And the Republicans hate that. They don't want that.
But don't the Republicans understand it?
No.
That like these people in Colorado, that they don't want their beautiful state to turn into a fucking fuckhole.
So this for-profit company that has been turning... That their tax cuts and all that they put into stock buybacks.
Yes.
And $108 fucking million for the CEO alone.
From the
Like, we need $700 million to stay in business.
Is this why the Democrats wanted some transparency and control? Because it, you know.
Right.
They don't care.
And not enough. I mean, you know, I'm with the squad. I'm with the AOCs.
Yeah.
Who don't think this goes far enough that these big corporations shouldn't get a fucking dime for their poor management. Why isn't Trump's telling the states it's your poor management if you don't have money.
Yeah, file bankruptcy.
And Mitch McConnell is saying file bankruptcy. It's not our fault that you mismanaged your pension fund or something.
Did you hear Cuomo's?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Cuomo pointed out the numbers. He said
we
put $174 billion out.
Yeah.
And your state takes in $148 billion.
Right.
Who's the one who's living off of who?
He called McConnell a taker.
Yeah.
And despite all that, it still would be cruel. It still would be cruel to say.
So, but these people, this HCA has been pouring ungodly amounts of money into campaigns against Bernie Sanders.
Jeez.
Elizabeth Warren.
Damn.
And are working desperately to defeat Colorado's public option that they're trying to get past there.
Wait. So this is HCA, the hospital.
For profit.
Aren't they using
hospital right. chain? I just want to keep.
Shouldn't they be doing things like figuring out how to deal with this coronavirus? Shouldn't they be doing things like, how do we create more hospital beds? How do I get more ventilators? Blah, blah, blah. Hospitals deal with sick people.
The CEO got $108 million last year, Ryan. How is he going to make it this year?
A point of a hospital, I thought, was to make sick people better. It wasn't so they could have a great portfolio or be some
for-profit.
It
should
stupid.
Not exist.
Yeah, yeah.
For-profit, by definition, are death panels. They're death panels.
And
the insurance companies are death panels. Anyone that's had to deal with an ill relative for any extended amount of time knows the fuck you have to go through with the insurance fucking companies.
I mean, it's
they treat you like you're doing some experimental treatment, and it's not. It's just a regular old treatment you got to fight with.
Yeah. You pay out your ass for insurance. You got to sue to get what you deserve, what you paid into.
So how is that not a death panel?
Yeah. 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 God. Go fuck yourself.
So there you go. HCA. The headline at the Intercept says Colorado public option opponents.
Didn't Rick Scott run HCA? And there was some huge fraud with CAT scans or something like that.
Was that here?
I don't know.
What Rick Scott did with the Medicare fraud?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And no, he took, pled the fifth 72, 75 times.
Oh, my God.
He was the CEO of the biggest Medicare scam in history that a company was caught for.
Yeah.
And he pled the fifth. I didn't know what was going on. Well, no, pleading the fifth means I'm not incriminating myself.
Jesus.
And nothing happened to him. In fact, we made him governor for a while here in Florida.
Now he's senator.
And now he's senator.
It says, when the federal investigation of Rick Scott's former hospital company became public in 97, the board of Columbia HCA forced him out. He left with $300 million in stock.
God, I hope he's okay during this crisis.
A $5.1 million severance package and a $950,000 per year consulting contract for five fucking years. Some guy.
For running the company through the biggest Medicare fraud in history.
Yes, now I'm going to keep you on as a consultant and pay you nearly $1 million a year. And here's $5.1 million. And he said, that's insane. That is
Well, that's welcome to America. That's the problem with these assholes.
Crazy. When he runs for office, what does he say to people? Who votes for this fuckhead?
You know, guns and...
God. I mean, you know, I understand Trump because, Trump is able to appeal to these dumb fucking racists. He has some ability to tell them whatever they want to hear at any given moment, and they love the fucking guy. You know, but Rick Scott, I don't know. He looks like a syphilitic vampire.
Through this crisis, the Federal Reserve has printed almost $7 trillion and given it to Wall Street. That would be enough money for $1,000 a month for every adult for 2 years.
Holy fuck.
That would also be enough to pay off half of the mortgage debt in the United States.
Why don't we just do that with it? Is there any way
because
we can just...
Because you got to give it to the big corporations. You got to give it to people like Rick Scott.
At some point, this country will discover that don't got to give it to Rick Scott. In fact, if you want to, we can all march up to Rick Scott's place and take it.
This next tweet...
God!
In the same story says... do you want us to eat the rich? If you don't implement UBI, we're going to start eating the rich.
Well, what will happen is people will just stop paying because they won't have money. What are you going to do?
Well, right. And there's your full-scale depression and more proof that your trickle-down bullshit is criminal. It's not just bad economic policy. It's criminal.
Meaning that you're doing it with the intent to inflict pain and harm and evil bullshit.
With the knowledge that it's happening, at the very least.
Then on top of that, you got a president. It's like, why don't you spray some Lysol up your dick hole? That's fine.
Colorado. Mystery group attacking Colorado public option is funded by hospital lobbyists and medical debt collections firms.
Oh, my gosh.
Jeez. Medical debt collection firms make enough money to fund lobbyists. Medical debt.
What are we doing?
Collection firms. What a great fucking country we live in, isn't it?
Why are we not going to the medical debt collection firms and saying, hand it over, motherfuckers. I don't give a fuck.
All right.
Do they want that?
God, those people sleep at night.
I don't understand that.
What do you do for a living? I work at a medical debt collection firm.
What's a celebrity? There's some celebrity that just paid off they bought. Oh, I can never remember this guy's name. This week, the British dude.
John Oliver?
Didn't he do that? Didn't he buy a huge chunk of medical debt and just forgive it?
Maybe. I don't know if I saw that one.
Hey, rich people, I would suggest start doing shit like that.
How about government?
Well, hey, no.
If you could print money and hand it to the airlines, to the banks, and to fucking Wall Street, there's no excuse
but
for saying we can't pay for anything ever again. And the Republicans, Mitch is already doing it. Mitch is already saying, well, you know, I don't know about sending these money to the states. I'm worried about the debt.
Who was the rich guy that said something like, we have to start doing more shit for society?
Hanauer. I saw a tweet from him recently who was like, he said to my fellow millionaires, can you smell the torches burning?
Yeah.
And see the pitchforks on the horizon.
Because
he's like, we got to change the system.
And they can't.
Putting money back.
That's the fucking thing. Those people with money can do shit.
Yeah.
So you better, motherfuckers. You better do something. I mean, what's the point of being a rich fuckface if you can't go outside? You know, don't you like spending fuck tons of money to go to the opera, fuck nut? Then figure this COVID out.
Is this true? Trump asked NASA? According to Cleveland, .com,
yes.
Trump asked NASA Administrator Jim Bridenstine if an experimental disinfectant fog in development at the Glenn Research Center could be used to sterilize the inside of people's lungs to treat coronavirus. This is a fog they're developing to decontaminate rooms in ambulances. And Trump's like, well, can't we just spray it in people's lungs?
See, man, you know, I if I was Trump, shit, man, I would think, wouldn't this guy Fauci or Deb, why wouldn't Deb or Fauci think of this first? Deb.
Bridenstine displayed the devices for President Donald Trump during a Friday meeting at the White House. That's this morning. After Bridenstine explained how the device fogs rooms, leaving every surface in the room sterilized, Trump asked whether people could breathe it in. Bridenstine clarified the cleansing occurs without people in the room.
No. Why? God, no, dickhead. Is it, are they talking about the shit like when you see...
It's like a room fogger.
People cleaning the buses and planes. Yeah. What? See, we have a president that... I don't give a fuck what kind of...
Why don't you just turn it into an inhaler?
Yeah.
I'm a genius. My uncle was a scientist.
And a rapist, probably. Listen, if you're like a Phaeton 69 Trump-level sucker, if you have children, you wouldn't let this guy babysit. No fucking way. Would you let a guy babysit your kids that maybe there's a possibility I should huff Lysol? And that's okay. Right. What do you got to lose? This is one of these days, I'm sorry, where it's like, I would never have picked this square on a Trump drinking game, you know, or this gambling square, like where hoofing Lysol intersects with curing a pandemic, whatever that would be. I would never pick this square.
You got to pick every square in the Trump era.
Oh, yeah. We actually have more times for squares to be satisfied, right?
Oh, here's an interesting story. It's Faithless Friday. This ties in with it.
Jeebus.
This is The Guardian.
Yes.
The head of a group promoting possibly lethal industrial bleach as a miracle cure for coronavirus wrote a letter to President Trump this week.
Yes.
Mark Grennan is a church leader.
Oh, perfect. Good.
Told Trump that chlorine dioxide, which is a powerful bleach used in processes like textile manufacturing, is, quote, a wonderful detox that can kill 99% of the pathogens in the body, adding it can get rid of COVID-19.
It's bleach? It's a powerful bleach.
Just days after the statement went out, Trump went on national TV and said disinfectants can be used to treat coronavirus.
Holy fuck. That's why he said that.
It's not known where Trump got the idea that disinfectants can be used. Although during the very same briefing, Undersecretary for Science and Technology at the DHS, Bill Bryan said researchers are testing disinfectants readily available. But they're testing about surfaces and stuff. You don't inhale. You know what else kills coronavirus? Fire.
But that guy, that doctor has to say, no, there's no, yeah. Why don't you?
Acid.
Yeah, snort
kills
some fire.
Coronavirus.
What's that, crocodillo?
He said, we've tested bleach. We've tested isopropyl alcohol on the virus, specifically in saliva or in respiratory fluids. I can tell you that bleach will kill the virus in 5 minutes. Isopropyl alcohol will kill the virus in 30 seconds, and yes, that's with no manipulation, no rubbing. Ooh.
Oh, jeez. Why? Jeez, that sounds like the fun part.
We're looking at other disinfectants, but these are surface.
Why? But why are they saying this? Why doesn't he... The doctor needs to say...
And the reason they're mixing it with saliva isn't that they're going to give it to you and clear your saliva of the COVID. It's when your saliva gets on shit.
Yeah, and then you clean
it. That they're cleaning, right.
And not the surface of your fucking
lungs. Correct.
Because I know what Trump's thinking. He's thinking, hey...
Just wash your mouth out with it. Your COVID's gone.
Yeah, your lungs are a surface.
As The Guardian points out, Grennan heads a group, Genesis 2, a Florida-based church that is the largest producer and distributor of chlorine dioxide bleach as a miracle cure in the U.S. The church fraudulently claims the product can cure 99% of all illnesses, including cancer, malaria, HIV, AIDS, and autism. Why are they in existence? Well, is my question.
And wait, are they tax exempt?
That's the church.
What?
Of course it's fake.
Do you have to pray as well? I'm serious. Do they say you have to pray as well?
No, I don't know.
God, you know what I'm going to do later tonight? I'm going to put on a speech from Angela Merkel, and I'm going to pretend I'm German. It'll make you feel better. Yeah,
Grennan has titled himself the Archbishop of the Florida-based outfit that claims to be a church, but which is in fact the largest producer and distributor of chlorine dioxide bleach as a miracle cure.
You know why?
He brands the chemical as MMS, ooh, Miracle Mineral Solution. Claims fraudulently it can cure 99% of all illnesses.
Yay. Hey, listen, I'm going to start a religion. Do you want to be an archduke? An archbishop?
In his weekly televised radio show.
Oh, okay.
I'm already a Buddhist minister.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm a Satanist. We are both.
Well, I'm a Satanist also. I'm not a minister.
Did those two philosophies or religions?
Sure. They could be anything and a member of the Satanic Temple.
There's nothing contradicts your faith.
You could be a Catholic member of the Satanic Temple.
Right. Well, wait. I'm a member of the Satanic Temple. I don't want any Catholics. Fuck that.
I welcome Catholics to the Satanic Temple if they follow the tenets of the Satanic Temple.
Yeah.
Keep your God on your lawn and leave the kids alone.
Right.
In his weekly televised radio show posted online.
Where else would you post it, fuckface?
If it's televised. Then it's a television show.
When people say, like, I posted something online, just say you posted something. Where else are you going to post it? I know you did it online.
On Sunday, he read out a letter he wrote to Trump. Dear Mr. President, I'm praying you read this letter and intervene.
God damn.
He said 30 of his supporters also wrote to Trump at the White House, urging him to take action to protect Genesis 2 in its bleach peddling activities.
God. Bleach peddling activities. Why? Jeez.
After Trump talked about disinfectant last night, Grennan went and posted on his Facebook page claiming that MMS, that's the bleach, yes, had actually been sent to the White House. Trump got the MMS and all the info. Things are happening, folks. Lord help others to see the truth.
Holy fuck. They're sending the White House bleach? It's white.
I was going to say, I think the Secret Service.
White as fuck.
Maybe having a good combo with them.
Is there any irony here to the fact that the president's solution to the virus is make things whiter? Use some bleach.
Of course.
Use some bleach.
Last week, the U.S. FDA obtained a federal court order barring Genesis 2 from selling what they described as an unproven, potentially harmful treatment for COVID-19. The FDA also ordered a disciple of Genesis 2, Carrie Rivera, to remove claims that MMS cured coronavirus from her website.
Okay. Good. Thank you for taking care of that.
Last August, the FDA issued an urgent warning urging Americans not to buy or drink MMS, which it said is a dangerous bleach, which has caused serious and potentially life-threatening side effects. But drinking MMS can cause nausea, diarrhea, severe dehydration, which can lead to death.
But what else would be dead?
Your herpes and your COVID.
That's right. That's right, Pat. Death is a certain side effect if you drink enough of this shit.
Oh, you'll remember this name. Another advocate of bleach as a miracle cure who has been seeking to interest Trump in the treatment is former ambassador and advisor to Ronald Reagan.
Okay.
Who ran a failed attempt.
Oh, my God. Pat Buchanan?
No.
Oh, okay.
Who ran an unsuccessful attempt for the U.S. Senate against Barack Hussein Obama in Illinois, Alan Keyes.
Oh, my God.
Alan fucking Keyes featured.
Wait. Alan Keyes was in the Reagan administration?
Yeah, he was an ambassador of some sort, apparently.
Jesus, I didn't know that.
Allen
he has featured Genesis 2 bleach products as a miracle cure on his online TV conservative show, Let's Talk America.
Oh, my God.
Let's Talk America.
Doesn't he kind of talk like this or something? Some kind of strange things
I
like
actually,
this.
Back in the day, I did such a good Allen Keyes impersonation, the voice, that I put it on my resume.
Oh, well, there you go.
I am Allen Keyes. Pour some bleach on my dick hole. He sounded like that.
He was the carpetbagger they pulled in from a different state to run against Obama because he's a black guy.
Yeah. Oh, shit, yes.
Because he's a black guy.
Hey, listen, I'm going to say something. I'm going to say the Republicans are inherently racist. They just are. The Trump administration. Ben Carson is in charge of HUD because why?
Urban.
Because urban
is in the title.
Yes, equals black to Trump, right?
Sure.
He has to be.
Yeah, Kanye is my friend.
Fuck, man.
Apparently Allen Keyes is hawking this bullshit.
Oh yeah.
On his show. He had the guy on, and the guy was wearing a MAGA hat and holding up his book that says World Without Cancer.
What? Wait, why? Why those two things? Do those two things equal each other? MAGA equals less cancer.
Yeah, this guy is on them on the.
Let's Talk America.
No. That's how it goes.
Welcome to IMTV. I'm Allen Keyes, and this is Let's Talk America. We all know that one of the major concerns that individuals have these days is with healthcare. And one of the major debates in our country and the world is about how we are to deal with its challenges.
My impersonation, my voice, my Allen Keyes is so good.
This guy sitting next to him with the MAGA hat is too fucking funny.
Us, including things like what we'll be talking about today, autism, are being ignored. They're even being banished.
He's an anti-vaxxer, too, I remember reading.
Allen Keyes?
Yeah.
What's wrong with the guy sitting next to him? He looks.
That's the guy that is the Genesis 2 preacher.
Oh, okay. He looks fucking nuts.
Yeah.
I think it's the hat.
The MAGA hat, you think?
Yeah.
That makes people look nuts?
Shit, yes, Pat.
For some reason?
Oh, yeah. Boy, I tell you what. I remember I was at a Christmas party one year, and I looked over at the mantle, and there's a fucking MAGA hat just sitting on the mantle. And I thought, I was like, God damn. And you knew people were coming over.
Oh, your cousins.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. I shouldn't have said that. But yeah.
It's like.
I know what you're talking about.
You don't feel the least. You don't want to hide that shit.
They didn't.
Probably now.
It's hanging
probably
on the wall.
Now. Probably now, though. I wonder if you see, there's probably less MAGA hats out now, right?
I don't know.
Why?
I mean, I think the ones that are going to wear them are still going to wear them.
Why? Yeah. But if you're embarrassed now.
And right before the COVID, I went walking downtown and they had some kind of street festival going on. And I walked by three or four tables of old white guys sitting with MAGA hats.
Jesus Christ. Because I know there are some go-to MAGA idiots that I have seen on my Facebook that you go on their profile, they're oddly silent. And they haven't been vocal in a while. I just wonder why. I wonder if they're embarrassed. I wonder if they feel any shame for what the fuck they voted into fucking office.
No, come on.
Nah, they don't care.
Shame.
It's perfect. We love it. The sea turtles are back.
It is Faithless Friday, y'all.
Jeebus.
But I just want to play a little bit of I saw you put the story up, but did you watch any of the video of the mayor of Las Vegas talking?
No, I haven't seen it.
Anderson
yet.
Cooper.
It's crazy, right?
She is out of her. What's wrong with Vegas? Holy shit!
Well, I don't know.
I mean,
it's
she wants to open it back up, and she's basically like saying, hey, we'll be the experiment. We'll see which casino. We'll have a contest.
Which casino does the best at keeping the most people alive?
I assume the mayor of Vegas is a huge gun control person. Like, is very pro gun control. You would think so, right?
She's an asshole.
No, she had. How could you be the mayor of a city that just had a guy from the top of a fucking skyscraper fire down with an automatic weapon with some bump or a semi, whatever the fuck, and just spray tourists with bullets?
So this is.
She must have an F rating from the NRA. That's the only way she should be able to get elected.
Carolyn Goodman, throughout this conversation, actually caused Anderson Cooper to remove his glasses and rub his eyes and his forehead in disbelief.
You're talking about encouraging hundreds of thousands of people to come to Las Vegas. Bad. I get the financial losses people are suffering, which is awful. But you're encouraging, hundreds of thousands of people coming there in casinos, smoking, drinking, touching slot machines, breathing circulated air, and then returning home to states around America and countries around the world. Doesn't that sound like a virus petri dish? I mean, how is that?
You know what it sounds like? You're being an alarmist. I'm not.
It sounds like fun. You're being an alarmist. We don't have any mechanism in our government that snaps in place that will protect us from her. Because what will happen is some dickbag from the 850, our area code, will take a trip to Vegas. Because guess what, dude? It's cheap as fuck. It's cheap as fuck. There are probably people right now, because I've seen ads for Vegas. It's like, if you book a future stay there for like $100, they'll let you stay there for like five fucking days.
You can buy a house in Vegas for $29.95.
My thing is like, why are we allowing businesses to incentivize people to move around?
Well, listen to this asshole.
I mean, how is that?
You know what it sounds like? You're being an alarmist. I'm not. I've lived a long life. I grew up in the heart of Manhattan. I know what it's like to be with subways and on buses and crammed into elevators. I think you are by saying what you have just said.
So you don't believe there should be any social distancing? You don't believe that this is?
Of course, I believe there should be. Of course.
How are you going to social distance at a roulette table? How are you going to social distance at when you're playing blackjack? You're going to have what, one person sitting per table?
I mean, listen,
per dealer.
I'm sorry. I know. I don't own a casino. I know lots of people make their money off these things. I get it, and it sucks. But our government has to do something to take care of these people, because it's like we can make a choice. We can get over this pandemic, or Vegas can survive, or the business of casinos, or cruise ships, or whatever the fuck you want to open up.
I'm saying what you have just said.
So you don't believe there should be any social distancing? You don't believe that this is
I believe there should be. Of course.
How do you do that in a casino?
That's up to them to figure out. I don't own a casino. I don't know anything about building a casino.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry. You're the mayor of Las
Vegas. You're the mayor of Vegas, you asshole. And you're calling for an end to the businesses being closed.
But
how do you do that? Well, I don't give a shit.
I don't know.
I don't have a casino.
How can the mayor of, well, she knows all about the casino business. That's what I would say.
I see a lot of posts that say she knows a lot about the free drinks at the casinos.
Oh, she's a drunk.
I don't know if that's true.
Whatever.
I'm just seeing a lot of posts from people allegedly in Vegas saying that they think she has a little drinking problem.
I mean, unless if she believes in social distancing, then she's also saying that she's fine with a bunch of people fucking dying from this shit. Because
you've seen the what's the average age of the people sitting at the one-armed bandits?
It's every age, but it's mostly old people.
It's a lot of old people.
Touching the fucking...
Well, that's what I'm just saying.
And they watch handy?
Are they going to follow...
No.
Every single...
Fuck no.
Every person that walks away from a machine, are they going to spray it down right away?
No, because Hannity. They're going to fucking mouth fuck that casino fucking handle.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry. You're the mayor of Las Vegas, and you want casinos to be open, even though you have no authority, thankfully, over casinos.
Even though you have, did you hear that?
Yeah.
You have no authority, thankfully, over casinos. He dropped that one in there.
Well, what is she?
You have no authority, thankfully, over casinos.
The casinos are in Vegas, and they're a huge part of the economy.
And a lot of the casinos, by the way, are saying,
Well, she's nuts. She's not speaking for us. We don't want to open.
Yeah, they're companies.
Right.
They're companies that have to exist. And I imagine, if, let's say the Hard Rock reopens, and I mean, what if you have a...
Yeah, and they'd rather not kill their employees.
I mean, what does, let's say, the country reopens, there's a bunch of, I mean, it sounds like a nightmare. There's a bunch of cheap five-night stays at these hotels. These hotels fill up. And then what? There's just a bunch of corona going around the hotel? That is nightmarish. And the deal, what Anderson Cooper was saying about the air, the recycled air.
Yeah, right.
I'm sure that doesn't help.
No.
I don't fucking know.
I don't know anything about casinos.
Yes. And yes. You want casinos to be open, even though you have no authority, thankfully, yes. over casinos. But yes. you say open them up, but you have no responsibility about how that would be done safely?
No, you're blurring. No, you're blurring.
You said it's not your job.
There. I am not a private owner of a hotel. I wish I were. And I would have the cleanest hotel with 6 feet figured out for every human being comes
so
in there.
If you can't figure out how to do this safely, why, as mayor of a city that you were responsible for the people's safety, are you calling for something that you have no plan for how it would be done safely?
I am not a private owner.
I think they should open up and they, you know, we'll trust them. We'll trust the businesses to enforce the 6 foot.
That last question he asked her is almost, it's an impossible question to answer, to ask. It's like, how are you directing someone to do something that you don't have any authority over and you also don't know dick
have
about it?
Have a fucking clue as to how to pull it off.
Then how are you going to, if you had a...
But if she had one,
just
Ryan,
say it.
It would be the cleanest and she would figure out the 6 foot distance.
So,
well, okay, figure it out, the asshole.
Wouldn't her day be easier if she wasn't reopening Las Vegas? Why is she doing it?
She's an idiot.
Is the Republican Party, like, leaning on her? Because the hotel owners don't want
it open. I don't know that she's is she a Republican? I mean, I'm assuming she is.
Come
but,
on. There's no Democrat that's going to sound like that, right? I mean, shit. She sounds fucked up, too, just saying. Like Lori Baker fucked up.
Mayor of Vegas since 2011.
Jesus. Since 2011? It's 9 years.
The,
good math.
Independent.
Oh. Okay. So.
There you go.
She's just fucking crazy, I guess. Yeah. I don't know. Wow. No responsibility. I mean, the thing is, if she opens Vegas, we can have everybody just please don't go to Vegas. Don't go to Vegas. But if you make those rooms cheap, people are going to go and they don't give a fuck. Because I don't know how to say this without sounding like an asshole, but a lot of people that go to Vegas don't give a fuck.
Right.
And they're fine with Corona. Or they think it's a hoax or something.
This is her last term due to term limits.
Okay. So,
3 elections.
Jesus Christ.
She's had.
Maybe look at your term limits. Who votes for her?
Holy shit, she's 81.
Well, good for her. Boy, staying busy. Reopening those casinos.
City that you were responsible for the people's safety, are you calling for something that you have no plan for how it would be done safely?
I am not a private owner. That's the competition in this country. The freedom, the free enterprise, and to be able to make sure that what you offer the public meets the needs of the public. Right now, we're in a crisis health-wise. And so for a restaurant to be open or a small boutique to be open, they better figure it out. That's their job. That's
so
not the mayor's job.
What is your job then? I mean, what is your job? Is it your job
fucking
to,
asshole.
To look out for the welfare of your people?
Yeah, yeah. Here's another part.
So in there.
If you can't figure out how to do this safely, why, as mayor of a city that you were responsible for the people's safety, are you calling for something that you have no plan for how it would be done safely?
I am not a private owner.
No, we played that part.
Oh my
already.
God.
Yeah. My heart doesn't, I and mean, so, casino owners, no. I'm sure they're, you know, they're probably doing okay. It's the people who are, you know, working on the floor who are the ones who are going to become infected and potentially die.
No, you're talking disease. I'm talking life. I'm talking life and living. These are people who have had to abandon.
That makes no sense. I don't get that. That makes no sense.
What happens? What happens though if you're dealing cards? How do you properly social distance?
Well, and again, she's probably crying about all the poor casino owners. And the businesses, and that's when Cooper is like, I think the casino owers are going to be okay through this.
They're going to be okay.
Sheldon Adelson's going to be all right.
He's going to be just fucking fine.
On the floor, who are the ones who are going to become infected and potentially die.
No, you're talking disease. I'm talking life. I'm talking life and living. These are people who have had to abandon. Well, it maybe doesn't to you. It does to us here in Las Vegas.
It doesn't to you, but it does to us here in Las Vegas.
Hey, listen, you feel good though that at least this isn't your mayor, right?
I've never heard Grover talk. I don't know.
This
is our county commissioner.
One of our commissioners sounds exactly
just like this.
Exactly like
asshole.
This.
Learn from history. Right. We've had Ebola. We've had the West Nile. We've had polio. We've had these. Horrific,
none of those were as
painful.
Infectious in Las Vegas. I mean, you didn't have people with Ebola on a casino floor. You know what? If you
listen to the conversations that adults are forced to have with these conservative toddlers.
Yes, and the idea that Ebola happened and nobody was all over Obama's dick.
We're spending all day.
He was taking care of it, though, right?
We're spending all day today telling people not to drink bleach.
Listen to that. But her fucking emails. But her fucking emails, you fuck stick.
You didn't have people with Ebola on a casino floor. You know what? If you
did. Well, we don't know that.
You do, because
a neighbor of mine died from West Nile because the swimming pool on the next property was filled with mosquitoes, and the people who had abandoned the house left the pool full. So learn from
it. Oh, it's just a typical problem.
What kind of. Is that a proverb? Or something? What is she saying?
Make sure your fucking neighbors empty their pool when they move.
There's Chinese researchers have shown how this virus spreads. And I just want to put up for our viewers. This is a restaurant.
Anderson, you are tough.
No, I'm not
We're
talking
back
I'm just,
to China. This isn't China. Yeah, this is Las Vegas, Nevada.
Wow. Okay, that's really ignorant. This is a restaurant.
Good for Anderson Cooper.
Yes,
call these fuckers out. That is ignorant.
It is stupid. He's losing. I can tell the guy's losing patience with this person.
Las Vegas, Nevada.
Wow. Okay, that's really ignorant. This is a restaurant, and the
that's
yellow circle.
To say
that's an ignorant statement. That's a restaurant, and yes, it's in China, but there are human beings too. That yellow is a person who is asymptomatic and infected, and all those other reds.
So it's a chart of like a restaurant set up with chairs and everything, and it's talking about hypothetically if this person's sitting here, here's where the air vents are that's blowing air in this direction.
I understand, like in a restaurant, it's very easy to have coronavirus spread.
Yeah.
Is that the point? But to explain it to this dingbat, you have to get out.
Circles or other diners who that one diner passed the virus to. All those other people became infected in a restaurant that had air conditioning, and they believe it was the air conditioning which helped the virus spread to all those other people.
And you remember the...
This is...
What is she about to say?
I don't know.
And you remember... Oh, okay. I mean... damn, you know,
it's too bad because I know when you have a disease, you have a placebo that gets the water and the sugar, and then you get those that actually get the shot.
That's actually not necessarily the scientific. Yeah. That's not the way they necessarily do.
God damn.
Treatment.
tests.
It gets the water and the sugar, and then you get those that actually get the shot. We would love to be that placebo side so you have something to measure against. So all you, the data until...
So she's offering the lives of everybody that's working in Vegas
as the placebo. Oh, thank
you. Look, we're what happens when you don't do shit.
Thank you, lunatic. I could be the sugar pill
or the
water
pill.
Shot. We would love to be that placebo side so you have something to measure against. So all you, the data until
you want to get the placebo, you don't want to get the actual.
The
group who gets the placebo, by the way, usually gets the short end of the stick.
Well, you don't know. How do you know when you're
Mayor,
in part of that just, group? You are.
Mayor, if casinos reopen, are you going to be inside those casinos?
It's too bad.
And I believe she says no to that question because she doesn't go to casinos or something like that.
Oh, I see. She don't want to get sick.
Right.
Jeez. Right. I tell you what, like the idea of shit, man, the idea of going to Vegas. Would you want to go to Vegas? No.
Oh, fuck no.
I don't know that that's a place that we can ever go again. Not to be,
well,
you know.
We will once there's a vaccine and shit.
God, we're in a fucking dungeon with the air. Sit air, just get recycled air all over the place. We're touching the same levers. You want to go on a cruise?
Right.
Holy fuck.
Licking the same strippers?
How many cases of Scroguard are you going to go through on one Carnival cruise?
We got to get the fuck out of here.
Oh, shit.
It's about that time.
Yay. God.
Thanks for joining us this week, everybody. We're going to do it again next week, every goddamn weekday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Then we'll always be available as a podcast at your favorite podcasting application. Ryan's doing some stuff on social media. Check it out at Rated R Comedy on the Instagram, on the Twitter, and on the Facebook. Go to his website, RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. So freaking Vile.
Have a good, safe weekend, everybody. Hang in there. We'll be back on Monday.
Fuck Trump.
Now I'm going to pray in tongues for a moment. Somaka sidi dalamuku. Mande kishiti kolora bashata. Adu shaka taria kataha.
Abasotiriante shato. Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.